Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tally during this time has been very involved with an online Jewish school. That's what she's been running. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about it. Tally, hugely long introduction to you.
But it's been a long year.
But and I feel so honored to be invited for Whiskey and Sourdough Day. I mean, my goodness.
Well, hold on. We didn't say you. Yeah, I guess you were invited for that. But still. So first of all, Tally, before we even chat about the school, I'm just going to ask you to talk a little bit loud. I can see the volume is a little low, but if you can just tell us where are you in terms of COVID-19? Where are you in Venice? What does it look like? What does Italy look like today?
So again, it depends on the region, but mostly, and in Venice, we're out of lockdown. We're moving around. The only thing that's really remained from that time is, masks when you go inside public places, right? And social distancing, hand washing, things like that. I reckon that's going to be around for a while for everybody.
Yes. But life has returned to normal. Venice looks like it always looked with masks.
I wouldn't say like always look. Yes. The tourists are back. So a lot of European tourists.
Right. Interesting.
Maybe not so many international tourists, but definitely the European ones who can drive over.
Right.
It does feel more normal, not completely normal, but more normal. I personally miss hugging. I'm finding that a bit of a challenge. But other than that, no, definitely an improvement.
Yeah.
Definitely
Italy's
a normal.
Italy's a big place of hugging, isn't it? It's a big,
big place of hugging, right.
Right, exactly. So, it is interesting because life is, you know, our personal habits are definitely are changing. You know, when was the last
100%.
Time? Yeah, I'm trying to think, when was the last time I shook somebody's hand?
And for you can imagine for someone like me who hugs, shakes hands.
Yeah, you're a big hugger, Lindy. Yeah, you see, I'm not a massive
I'm done.
I'm cool.
I don't, like,
so
thought I would
working
struggle.
For you then?
But I'm,
it's working for me. I'm not complaining about that. No, I miss people. I love people and I love socializing and, you know, I miss that absolutely terribly.
Definitely.
But,
for sure.
Yeah, so interesting. All right. But with all of that, you have been a very, very busy person and, you've been very involved in online schooling. Tell us about it. What's it called? Firstly, what's the focus?
So, I moved to Italy when I got married 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I live in a small Jewish community. And I realized that I didn't have a Jewish school for my children. And as time went by, I also realized that, I'm going to say this twice, most Jewish communities do not have a Jewish school. They may have some sort of supplementary learning or a cheder or a Sunday school or a Hebrew school, but they don't have a Jewish school. And the idea that what defined your education was what's available locally was insane, because in so many places, even if only because of the culture difference, communities won't bring in anyone from outside of their community.
Right.
Because difficult. They want their minhagim, their customs, language, their culture.
Right.
And so it occurred to me that our children were basically a product of whatever was available locally. And moving that over to the online is not just, oh, well, you know, it's the second best, but actually gave us the possibility to handpick the resources that go in to educate our children. And we were able to flip the paradigm and think about it as business people and try to think, what is it that our children need in their education in order to have the right skills to take it to the next generation?
Very, very interesting. Yeah. And it is so right. You know, when I think about my experience as a child here in Johannesburg, so many of my religious hang-ups that I have today, allegedly, come from the fact that we were educated in many ways by rabbis who were transplanted from a society to which we could not relate on any level. But that's just who was available to teach us.
Right.
Rather than being taught in the way in which our parents or my parents would have chosen because they were religious, you know, whereas a lot of South Africans weren't, they were really, they had a way. Yeah. But in fact, there wasn't anyone to teach that style. Right. So then we got these guys that would come in from another society, not relate at all, and therefore create more challenges than, more negative than positive in many ways.
No question, there's always a balance. I mean, that's happening, for example, today in Italy, where Italy is not really creating rabbis anymore. I haven't heard of a newly minted rabbi in, oh gosh, 10 years, maybe.
Did you say minted or minted? Because I like
minted.
The word.
Oh, minted. Yeah, yeah, newly minted. I'm just saying, so even though they clamor for their own, it's no longer a possibility. And although we try to, you know, incorporate that, you know, sometimes choices have to be made. But as an example, I'll give you, we take very highly trained professional teachers, but we also make sure that they've lived at least for 2 years in a diaspora community.
So they
do know what it means, right, to live in the diaspora. Yes. We don't really want mixed messages. Right. We want people to be quite peaceful about what they are, but emphasize the commonalities we have as members of the Jewish people.
Right. And what is ages are the, is the school aimed at?
So it's called the Zehud Jewish Online School, and we're starting at age 5 this year. We're taking in a pre-K class of little guys who the truth is Hebrew immersion is really easy when they're little. They learn it really, really quickly.
So the whole the language is it's all done in Hebrew, but it's all for foreign students. So so it starts off quite basic, but it's actually very good for the kids. It's the Ivrit principle, learning
They do in Hebrew.
Incredible.
Exactly. But that's the way for us to have common denominators. It's the way for us to unite children from 11 countries. It's the way for us to be able to cherry pick our staff. It's the way for us to have access to unbelievably invested programs that have had millions and millions of dollars spent on them, whereas no one's really doing anything like that in Italy today. No one's doing anything like that in most European countries today. Most people are – most materials locally are just being developed locally if you've got one really bright or really, you know, willing or contributing teacher. And if not, then, you know, it's sort of whatever – whatever comes.
And when did you start
school? I wanted our children's education to be a deliberate thing. I didn't want it to be a by-the-way thing, right? The school is going into its 5th year, so it's long before COVID because the online lends itself to all these things that I've mentioned to you, and it's obviously exploded during COVID because more because people understand that online education can be a very high quality if you know how to do it. And obviously that's something we've been working on for 5 years. So we've learned more in COVID. There's no question about it, but we definitely, you know, we're one of the leaders.
Incredible.
So that was exciting.
And kids join from which parts of the world?
So currently we're like 11 countries and counting. We have, six countries in Europe. We have 3 African countries this year. We have Zambia, Nigeria, and South Africa.
Amazing.
We have some children joining us from Mexico and some from New York.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. Very, very exciting. Such a privilege, I always say. I always start my conversations with prospective parents saying, what can we do for you? And how can we, you know, fit into your family's journey? What does your family need? What do your children need? And how can we bring that all together? And I always say it's such a privilege that parents trust me with something so important.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really phenomenal. So if anybody wants to find out more, just to spell it for us and give us where they can go and
have a look at this. The website is school.zehud, Z-E-H-U-D, .com and you can find a link there to set time to talk with me. I talk to every single prospective family. And I will just mention that the word Zehud comes from a very old Jewish Phoenician dialect that no one speaks anymore.
Yeah.
And the word Zehud means it's the translation of the word Zechut in Hebrew, which is a privilege.
Amazing.
And I believe that being Jewish is a privilege. And so I chose that word to represent my school.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. This is unfortunately where we leave it, but
wonderful.
But I am sure that people will get hold of you, and it's an absolutely fantastic initiative. Tali Vasari speaking to
us
from Venice.
Thank you for having me, Howard. It's lovely to be with you, and hello Africa.
And hello to Venice or Italy or Europe or.